So like I said before, it takes a village, and Reverend Elizabeth Longo is here, and Ash Ruiz, her soulmate and very dear friend, is here too, and he's going to sing for us. Elizabeth is going to speak for us and give us her message for this Sunday. Ash is going to sing again. We're going to meditate, and as Britt always says, I'll see you on the other side. So, without further ado, let's hear from Ash.
I'm in the middle of the ocean, an ocean that's in the middle of an ocean of stars. I'm in the middle of the middle of the ocean, an ocean of breathing diamonds in Brahman's heart, floating gently in who you are. Thank you for holding me, all of humanity you hold, the possibility for infinity to forever my sweetly love. Thank you for loving me, all of humanity you love, even if you can't see, is your destiny to simply exist as is love. You are the flower of this moment, and your fragrance is bliss. Hey, rest here like this, rest here. You are the flower of this moment, and your fragrance is bliss. Rest here like this, rest here. Oh, deeper than a feeling, closer than your breathing mouth. Yeah, everything's allowed to be as it is. All is welcome to exist. A spiritual experience, a worldly affair, love's not going nowhere. You cannot get it wrong, for it's indeed the song that every atom, every realm sings to you. It's true, it's true, it's true. That every atom, every realm sings to you. It's true, it's true. You are the flower of this moment, and your fragrance is bliss. Rest here like this, rest here. Take notice, what kind of dreams have you chosen? Explosions cannot obliterate these roses. I know this, I am the green thumb that grows this. A human with an infinite love diagnosis. For that which blows from the soils of wisdom survives the rise and the fall of our systems. Marigold, will you hold all your traumas with care and scatter petals of love everywhere? You don't have to be a queen of decisions when your mind is a giant hibiscus. You don't have to be the king of no throne when hydrangeas are lowing your soul. And remember, if things start to harden and you're bouncing from pardon to pardon, there is nothing that need be discarded. You are this moment, yes, you are this garden. You are the flower of this moment, and your fragrance is bliss. Rest here like this, rest here. You are the flower of this moment, and your fragrance is bliss. Oh, rest here like this, rest here, rest here, rest here. You are the flower.
Flower of this here moment, yeah.
petals, infinite petals unfurling. Yeah. Opening, forever opening, flower of this moment. The flower. Thank you.
Happy Sunday, Unity of New York. Let's send some love and light to Brit. Brit, wherever you are, we are just beaming you with light, with love, and we see you healthy, whole, and doing great. Yes, this was a last minute thing. Brit was scheduled to speak here on Sunday, and he came up with COVID. It's up again. The numbers are high. Not only New York, but all over the country. I'm in Colorado right now, and it's a little bit wild here. Well, in general, haven't you noticed that it is getting really, really wild? It's not only the COVID, it's inflation, it's extreme weather. When I came in a week ago to Colorado Springs, they closed the airport. There were 5 fires going on. And winds that were crazy. When I tried to get my suitcases out of the car, they almost blew away. 40 miles an hour winds. I mean, we're living very interesting times. So with that said, how do we stay sane in the midst of so much insanity? How do we stay centered with so many changes going on? That's what I want to talk about today. And how do we revive our souls and make some changes in our lives so that we're more relaxed, more at ease, and more capable to deal with life's changes? Because I think we're in the midst of a gigantic paradigm shift. And we signed up for this. You and I, we signed up to be here on planet Earth in the midst of so many changes. In India, it is said that we're in this era of shifting from the Kali Yuga to an era of magnificence, of radiance, of light, an era where everyone on planet Earth will come to know their divinity. Can you just imagine that? What the world would be like if everyone really realized the power that they have within them? There are 2 words that have been coming up for me lately, and that is power and compassion. Power to realize our divinity, to activate our divine powers, to turn on the light, really, and shine it forth brilliantly, to be a giver of life no matter what. And the other is compassion. Compassion for those that are acting out, because there are a lot of people acting out because they can't deal with the tension in them. They can't deal with so many emotions and they're believing their thoughts. So can we be compassionate and see beyond behaviors? See that the Christ is there too. So take a breath with me. Let us center ourselves again. And as we center ourselves, taking a moment to find our strength, our anchor, that in us that is unchanging in the midst of change. Yes, the caterpillar has dissolved. The chrysalis has turned into a liquid and it's about to become a butterfly, but it doesn't see that yet. It's kind of like what we are experiencing. We're in the midst of chaos, lots of chaos around us. And yet, something beautiful will emerge. We got to keep our faith strong. Faith, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. My faith is strong. Take a moment and affirm this truth. My faith is strong. I know that something magnificent is coming out of this. And for me, What it is an opportunity to dive deep, really, really deep. I've taken an inventory of all my life and all the things, and I have met so many emotions and grief that I probably had not been willing to do before. But here's the key that I have found. Feelings are energy. Emotions are energy, and we let them come forth through us. You know, just like Lord Shiva in India says, the Ganges flows through him. We meet the grief, we meet the sorrow, the sadness, the depression, and we breathe through it and we create room, spacious awareness to meet it with loving kindness, just like we do with a baby that is crying, taking all those aspects of ourselves and just hold it tenderly. And not let it have you. Where it gets really messy is when we just go down that rabbit hole and we believe that that is all there is. No, my friends, you are magnificent. You are beautiful. We are radiant beings of light, incarnated here for a divine purpose. And we all have our parts to play, all of us, because we're anchoring heaven on earth. Important thing is to watch our thoughts. Watch that self-defeating self-talk and change and take a breath and say, thank you, you're not my truth. And that's how we create new pathways in the brain and staying centered here in the breath. And when the pain body comes, as Eckhart Tolle speaks about, here it is, an opportunity to heal. And then we begin to notice all those layers that we have bought into, that we believe that we are. And one by one, we are taking them out and releasing them until we come to our original self, the radiance and the magnificence that we are. We are here to be the divine human, anchor a new species. Yes, and I feel that's exciting. That's how we anchor heaven and earth. Just like the ocean, you know, it goes through so many changes. But at the bottom of the ocean, there's always calm and peace. So we have a choice. Do we rest in the center of our being or in the turmoil of the waves going up and down? No. The world outside might be going up and down and what's going on and all these tsunamis. And we breathe. And stay present and centered. I am here. I am here. Fully here. Open to life. My heart is open and flowering. And meeting life as it appears. Life is. And I'm okay with that. I have all I need to meet life. And then I notice my thoughts, my thinking. And if I can't find a solution to a problem, I let it go for a moment. Because as Einstein says, if there is no solution, there is no problem. And sometimes we just have to let go of something and just go into the stillness, in the silence. As Charles Villmer would say, I go to headquarters. We go to headquarters. And where is headquarters? Within us. Over and over again. And practicing more. Letting go of expectations of people, places, and things. Yes, we plan our lives and whatever, but stay open and receptive to how life is guiding us. And we resolve so much drama, so much expectations. And freedom, my friends, is letting go, absolutely, of needing approval. The only approval that counts is the approval of God. And God does not judge us. God is not saying, you deserve the sunshine today. You don't. You've been bad. No. Life is waiting for us to open our hearts and say yes and have the courage and the strength to say, I am willing to meet whatever arises because I have been fully equipped as Ram Dass says in this quote, We're sitting under a tree of our own thinking minds, wondering why we're not getting any sunshine. Yes, when we're so caught up in these loops and loops and loops, because all our thoughts are recycled, we go over them over and over again. Stop the crazy mind. Stop identifying with crazy mind and go beyond and begin to see things from a different perspective by expanding our vision with an open heart, with open awareness. I meet life with joy. Joy, no matter what. Joy is a spiritual gift. And that's my word for the year. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. Finding joy in the simple things. Just like a child, like a child. And we don't sweat the small things. You know, most of the things we've worried about in our lives don't come to pass. So, you know, and then we listen to that is always calling us to be more, to really focus on what we love, to bring forth our dreams into life, our creativities, our newness, and share those gifts with the world. Because we each have our own unique fingerprint. And there's only one presence appearing in over 7 million forms. But each presence is unique. And our job is to wake up the divinity. That's why we're here. The divine wants to know itself to you, through you and through me. There's a story that I love from India about a lion that from a very young age, he was raised by sheep. So he thought he was a sheep and he went around with all the sheep, going blah, 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 whatever the sheep do. And then one day he sees this majestic being, a huge lion had come and he was fascinated. And the lion, when he saw this lion acting as a sheep, he said, whoa, what's going on? So he waited for the right moment and called him, hey, you come here, and took him to a nearby lake and had him look in the lake. And when the lion sheep saw his reflection, he roared. When we have that moment of awakening, of realizing our divinity, of the power that resides in us, we too roar. And then the real work begins, because life continues to evolve and evolve and calling us to wake up more. And then there will be more opportunities where life would say, yes, are you ready to live the awakened life? How mature are you? Are you acting out? How are your relationships? Is all aspects of your life in harmony? Are you taking care of yourself? Really good care. And really good care begins with watching our thoughts, breathing, loving ourselves. I even love to tap. So if you join me right now, let's do a little tapping because I think we all need it. I love and accept myself just as I am. I love and accept myself just as I am. I love and accept myself just as I am. Love and accept myself just as I am. Love and accept myself just as I am. And here, I love and accept myself just as I am. And tapping into the heart, I am willing to love myself deeply, fully. For I am the divine, having this experience as me. Okay, just want you to tell the truth. Were you able to love yourself? If not, are you willing to at least fake it till you make it? Like yourself? And here's another one. I am worthy. I belong. That one I have struggled with a lot, even belonging, fitting in. I am worthy. I belong. Those are things I remind myself on a daily basis. I am fully equipped to deal with whatever arises. I tell myself that, and I remind myself that at the core of my being, in the spirit that we are, nothing sticks. Life is eternal. Even when these forms come to pass, life goes on in this great mystery. in the evenings, looking at the stars, looking at the sky, and see so much magnificence, really expands our minds. See, we are like the sky, infinite. Dark clouds come, they go, rain comes, snow. Now the clouds have nothing to do with the peace of the sky. The sky is not saying, oh, I feel so bad. There's a dark cloud here today and I don't know what to do. Oh my God, and I wanted it to be so pure and so beautiful and so cloudy today. No, no, no. You are the sky. You are the ocean of bliss. Not just an insignificant little drop. My friends, this is the most amazing of times. This wild, wild moment where we are shifting. We are creating a whole new species, the divine human, fully incarnated. And remember, the sun shines for all. God does not judge us. We do that very well. Thank you. This is a call to be authentic, to tell the truth. So when we notice too many negative thinkings or we're beating ourselves up, stop, stop, stop. Reach out to someone. Someone that reminds you of your worth, reminds you of who you are, of your radiance and your magnificence. So we observe ourselves. We are a laboratory right now. Yes. So self-observation is key. And instead of us having so much identification in thoughts, we begin to watch our thoughts, watch our thinking minds, welcome the feelings, and finding ways to stay engaged. If you're living alone, reach out to someone, whether it's Zoom and phones or something, go to a walk in a park, anything you can do, being safe, whatever. But we need each other. We need each other and we're here to support each other. We're not islands. We're all in this together. See, all the drama in our lives is the result of what we have learned. All the images in our head, all the filters that we have right here, and we see the world according to our thinking. This that we call me, me, me. It's just made up of a belief system that has been given to us by society, by our parents, our teachers, our church, our sisters, our brothers, our friends. They gave us the belief system. But at the core of our being, if we didn't have all that belief system, who are you? What are you? See, we're born pure, beautiful, innocent. There's no concept of good or bad. I should not, I would have, I could have. No, 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 no. We didn't even know what it meant to be human. So this is a moment to release it all and trust more what is emerging. Listen to the stillness. Listen to the energy. Listen to the energy and ask, you know, what am I being guided to be? What am I becoming? This beautiful butterfly that I am becoming, and using that power of imagination along with faith and, of course, love, less love. We're creating a new story. What would it be like, a story of humanity where everyone shares their gifts, where everyone knows that there is no other? In La Ketch, you are another me. I am you and you are me and we're all in this together, and no shame, no blame, because there is no such thing as a new thought. So it's time to really look at all the things we have hidden under the rug and really look at it. Oh, and meet it with love, with tenderness, and stay heart-centered, open heart. Open awareness, spaciousness, giving space to all these thoughts, creating greater space of our being. See, who we are doesn't stop in our body temples. Consciousness is beyond this body, and we're always interchanging energies. And and meeting even those parts in us that could be even traumatized, because trauma is not only PTSD. We carry so much, you know, things that we, and then that changes our biology, changes our thinking. But we have the power to rewire our brains. So the work is about love, 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 and being kind to ourselves. Change the loops in the brain by changing how we see ourselves, how we love ourselves, by our image of ourselves. We are divine, and we're here to be that for the world. I think the moment for unity is now. Your soul is seeking expansion. And expansion means freedom, so that we can rise above anything and fly and open our wings like an eagle and pay attention to everything, and at the same time hold that big vision, because ultimately nothing matters. The only thing that matters is how much do we love? How much do we care for each other? How generous are we? Are we all in this together? The time for love is now. My favorite scripture is, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. And the truth is that all is a play of consciousness, which is a play of love. Love knowing itself. It is only love. God is love. I am love. You are love. Let's share that radiance of love. Smile to someone today. Give your love. And remember, take the time to create little daily habits to remind yourself that you are worthy, that you are love, that you are here for the most wildest of times, because we're creating a whole new world. Love, 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 love. I see you. I know who you are. We are non-local beings, and right now we're infinitely connected. And take a moment right now to let your heart shine and just let it shine forth in this vortex of love that we're creating. And let's send it out to the world, just like a waterfall, just going forth to the world. And let us hold that place of peace when we are centered in love, with our hearts open. There is peace, there is joy, there's goodwill, and the moment is now. I love you. You and I, we are one. And so it is. This is your moment, your time to renew your soul. Take a moment to scan your body and send some love to every part of your body temple. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes and just imagine yourself in a meadow where there is beauty all around you, and you're being held, loved. An angel is whispering in your ear, you matter. You are divine. You are here for a divine purpose. You are loved deeply and fully. And now, take a breath, a deep cleansing, healing breath. And as you exhale, let go, release. Give all your burdens to God. And now as you breathe again, let the breath guide you to your heart space. As you open your heart to this moment, the only time that exists is here and now. And as you breathe into your heart, you open your heart and let it flower. To open awareness, the intelligence that is in you, always guiding you, supporting you. Breathe and listen to the still small voice. In the silence, we hear, we know, and we know that we know. And with an open heart, we allow the light of our being to renew us. To heal whatever needs to be healed, to reveal whatever needs to be revealed, The past is gone and the future uncertain. Here and now is your strength, your power. Here and now, ask, what am I becoming? What must I let go of? What is no longer serving me? What do I love? What brings joy to my heart? And we focus on what really matters. Every moment is an opportunity to renew our souls, to liberate who we are, to release the old, to shed away what doesn't serve us. And now, in your mind's eye, send love and light to your family, your friends, to the entire world, for we know that we are infinitely connected. And once again, we go back to our hearts, opening the space, knowing that we can come to our sacred place, to our inner sanctuary, anytime to renew ourselves, to find stability in the midst of change. Whatever may be going on in the outer world, we can take a break and come home to self, to the core of our being. You are not just a drop of the ocean. You are the mighty ocean that roars. Infinite possibilities of good await you. Listen, listen to what is calling you in your heart. And remember, you are love. In your heart, let these words resonate. I matter. I am love. And I am here to share love with the world. I am a radiant being of light, and I am here to share my light. And I know that here all is well. In my heart, I am guided moment by moment. And now take a breath and gently come back. Feel your feet on the ground. You are renewed, whole and complete, and all is well. And so it is.
No hay nada que escuchar ni que
hey.